Okay, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's day five of our new quiz.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Play along at home, on the way to work. What is the score?
I think it's 3-1 to Chappers, not that I'm bitter in any way.
Gutted.
Okay. So thanks for that, Sue. I thought you were meant to be keeping score.
Do you like my trouser suit?
The blonde wig's gone to your head.
You are meant to be in charge and keeping score and everything, yeah.
Yeah, but Sue Barker, when she does question of sport, she doesn't actually keep scores. She gets told, doesn't she? Oh, actually, let me put this wig on, right?
We just happened to have a wig to hand.
That's the half wig.
Left it yesterday,
yesterday.
Oh.
Voila.
You've got it on the wrong way again.
Yeah.
The flat bit's meant to be at the back. Yeah.
Voila, better. Hello. Okay. I am Sue Barker.
Yeah, if she had a
look at me, my trouser suit.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah? Yeah, it's looking good.
Now, I've got three situations that I have recorded. You have got to tell me what happens next, all right?
Come on, then.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Zane Lowe? King of new music, yeah? We also know that...
You haven't gone out on the streets doing your Zane Lowe impression, have you?
No.
Right.
Not after yesterday's debacle. We also know that Zane is a secret pop queen, don't we?
Yeah, he loves his pop.
He does like a bit of pop. So, we got Zane to call up his agent. But, how many Girls Aloud song titles do you think Zane could get into the conversation without his agent twigging what's going on? Girls Aloud song titles, Zane phoning up his agent. Becky.
5.
Chappers.
8.
Okay.
What?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Zane calling his agent with Girls Aloud song titles.
Okay.
Francis Zane.
Hiya.
You got 60 seconds?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to call the shots on this, man, but I was talking to Scott Mills' team. I think we're alone now. I think it's something kind of... I got a whole lot of history with this show, and I can't speak French, all right?
But, right.
You know, he wants me to do this feature on the show, right? It's called Love Machine. He wants to wake me up, wants me to be all sexy. I'm like, sexy? No. You know, like this whole biology thing, all part of his long, hot summer thing. And I'm like, right. Scott, I'll stand by you, but I'm not going to do this, you know? He's like, jump! I'm like, I'm not going to do this. You know, he told me, and my life got cold. I called up Jess, but she gave me no good advice. You know, I'm the sound of the underground, man, you know, and I can see the day, but I can't possibly consider doing this Love Machine thing. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think you should be doing that.
I need to talk to Scott's team about this and pull out, but I just wanted to run this past you, let you know what's going on.
No, I don't think he will do.
All right, I'll call you back.
All right.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Amazing.
I think he even managed to fit album tracks.
How good was that? And he was like, yeah, whatever it is, Dave, no, you shouldn't do it. Definitely not, darling.
Because just as soon as he heard Scott Mills in the...
That was
no,
it.
Don't do it.
Don't go anywhere near that.
What was it?
He mentioned every single Girls Aloud single. So well done, Zane. That was amazing.
How many?
17.
Yeah. 17.
17 song titles in a 60-second conversation. Go on, Chappers.
I've just got natural ability at this game.
1-0 to Chappers. Next.
Oh, what's occurring?
His agent was nice, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's very nice.
Very patient. Yeah. Right, ready for the next one. You know the Chuckle Brothers?
Yes.
One of your favourites.
Yeah.
Did you see it last weekend?
No, I think I missed last weekend.
No, it's on at lunchtime. I'm normally having a roast.
On what day?
Sunday. Oh, and right. Saturday, but Sunday.
You have roast both days?
No, on Sunday.
Oh, right.
Who has roast both days?
Treat yourself sometimes, wouldn't you? Okay.
I had it once because I went to a hotel that only did Carberry.
I've done that as well. Sometimes I'll have a roast at home on a Saturday. Sometimes I'll go to a Carberry on Sunday. You know, and that's two roasts in one weekend.
You can cook a roast?
No, my flatmate does it. Anyway, back to the quiz.
All right, anyway.
Chuckle Brothers, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember I mentioned them a while back?
Yeah.
How many times did the Chuckle Brothers say "to me, to you" in last Sunday lunchtime's episode?
I think it was only four.
You think four? Becky?
Three. I think it might be another one of those catchphrases that isn't actually in the show.
Okay. What, like, oh, what's occurring?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the Chuckle Brothers.
Get the vase, Barry, quick.
To you, Paul.
All to me. All to you.
All to you.
To me. All to you.
To me.
To you.
I'll get him.
No idea.
The one that doesn't speak is like going round with his fingers trying to count. It didn't work.
He started to count and then just started shaking his head and gave up.
He was so keen earlier in the week. Stood there timing on his mobile phone and now he's just doing jazz hands. Right. Okay. I think Chappers wins.
Do you think?
It was more than four.
Can we listen again?
Get the vase, Barry, quick.
To you, Paul.
All to me. All to you.
All to you.
To me. All to you.
To me.
To you.
I'll get him.
Let's just say that you won.
Yeah!
Oh! What's occurring?
2-0 to Chappers today.
Sue wouldn't have been able to count.
You know Westwood?
Yes.
He's a good bloke, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Do you ever think he talks to himself, though? Because I do.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Here's my question that I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
We called Westwood with clips of himself, right? I've got loads of clips. Stuff like this.
I'm an international pimp. It's the kingpin. Blow your horn.
Got loads.
Right.
Respect.
How long would Westwood stay on the phone and talk to himself for? In seconds. Chappers.
Oh. 11.
Becky.
8.
Here's Westwood calling himself.
Hang on, we're timing this. The one that doesn't speak's got his stopwatch out.
No, well, no, he's just looking at a clock.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, what's occurring?
Go.
Hello?
Westwood.
Yes.
If you're in your car, honk your horn. Westwood.
Oh, hi, yeah, hello.
You're all right, girl.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Respect. I'm like a bingo caller. Hola. Yo, pay attention. Show some respect.
And that, what I'm just checking from the one that doesn't speak. He hasn't got
it was
a
about
clue.
25.
I'm like, what, how many seconds? about 25.
About 25.
Have you won?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's Chappers.
But the forget me winning, he actually started to have a conversation with himself.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I love doing that.
That's what he said at one point.
I love this. And he's abroad.
Hello.
Westwood.
Yes.
If you're in your car, honk your horn. Westwood.
Oh, hi, yeah, hello.
You're right, girl.
Yeah, can you hear me?